At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
They travel at speeds pushing 200 miles per hour. The very best drivers in the world, putting their lives on the line every week. It's time to get the lowdown on this week's contenders, plus a look at the key driver matchups. Right now, on Gone Racing.
Hello, everybody. Welcome into Gone Racing, one of our favorite weeks of the year. Jeff Motley alongside Brendan Gaughan. We are at the South Point Casino in the VEASAN Studios, and it is the week of the South Point 400. And, Brendan, neither one of us have anything to do this week, do we?
You sure it's our favorite week?
Well,
is that a word that we describe?
Maybe it's our favorite week when it's over.
The next week is our favorite week. It's amazing around here right now, Jeff. It's electric. I mean, all the playoff guys are on the front door of the South Point. You're all over the place. I'm carrying computers for you places. I'm going back places. We already got teams and crew members, everybody sitting outside. During the show today, you're going to see a million crew members make all sorts of goofy.
Well, I mean, you and I are sitting outside the studio to the show, and here's NASCAR Hall of Famer Ron Hornaday just walks up to talk to
Ronnie comes up, gives a hug, and it's a busy week, but I'll tell you what, it's a lot of fun, Jeff. I mean, it's electric around here, and Jimmy Vaccaro just walked out. Big bets going on NASCAR right now. I mean, we got lots of stuff happening, so it's a fun week for a NASCAR fan in Vegas.
And there is no better place to stay for the NASCAR race than at the South Point. I mean, this, you know, there's a slogan at the South Point, where the racers stay. This is where the racers, the race fans, everybody stays. This is the place to be.
I just looked at it before I came here. We are up to 48 teams this year.
Wow. And that's pretty good when there's no truck teams here.
Yep.
Because we only have the Xfinity Series and the Cup Series here this weekend.
ARCA teams, too.
Well, that's right. We do have ARCA teams. They're going to be running, on
Friday night. Bill MacDaddy. The MacDaddy's here.
All right, we're going to talk a lot about the South Point 400. But first, we got to at least wrap up last week's race, which, holy smokes.
The Robo race,
we had the walk-off home run by Christopher Bell. I think a complete shock that Kyle Larson missed the playoffs. And the irony in that is, if Hendrick does not appeal William Byron's penalty and give him his 25 points back, no, Larson would have been in and Byron would have been out.
Oh, that's right.
So that whole thing kind of like shuffled stuff up. But again, Christopher Bell winning the race. He came up a 15-1 favorite to win the race. Probably should have been a little better odds given he had a win at the Daytona road course a few years ago. He was plus 400 for a top three, plus 275 winning Group B. Plus 250 is top Toyota. His only head-to-head matchup against A.J. Allmendinger, who had a good run himself, was a plus 115. So if you were on the Christopher Bell bandwagon, and Brendan,
we were
big on Christopher Bell last week.
No,
we weren't smart enough to bet him, but we were big.
That was one of the ones we said when I said 15 to 1 on a guy that could absolutely win this, and he was the chalk favorite for the top Toyota. And absolutely, he was that for a reason. I mean, Seabell did a phenomenal job, even by his own admission. It took a little bit, you know, Chase Elliott and Tyler Reddick, two of the other favorites, wrecked into each other on that last, restart. gave Christopher Bell the opening to get the win, but you got to be there. He did a great job. Chaos in the playoff. And this is, remember, we talked last week about championship standings. We'll get there at the end of the show. But had you bet a couple guys in the championship standings last week, you'd have got some really good numbers. Well, now,
what was Christopher Bell last week? About 80-1, I believe, to win the championship.
Christopher Bell last week, I think, was 18-1.
No, I think he went huge because everybody thought he was going to miss.
That's right. He was the winner go home situation.
Right, because he was winner go home.
If you got, and listen, we talked about this after the first round of the playoffs. Hottest guy in round one of the playoffs?
Christopher Bell. He had the most points in the first round.
Yep.
And look, this is no disrespect at all to Talladega or the Roval. But we're getting ready to run three racetracks that are certainly much more normal racetracks.
Normalized.
And absolutely. Christopher Bell has been really good
on
these type racetracks. Yep. Well, I think we expect him to run very well this weekend in Las Vegas. Homestead is a place he should excel and run very well. And he's a good short track racer, Martinsville. I mean, he grew up on short tracks. So I think Christopher Bell might be the guy that could be the dark horse favorite, if you ask me, to win this whole thing.
He's not definitely not the dark horse, in my opinion.
All right. Well, let's look at our top 10 from last week. Kevin Harvick and Kyle Busch, two guys we thought had kind of mailed it in for the year, come in at second and third, plus 700 for Kevin and plus 800 for Kyle Busch. The rest of the top 10, we look at it. I think the one name probably that jumps out and surprises me the most there is Justin Haley, because we really hadn't seen it. But, you know, now we've seen Justin Haley run well on road courses and on intermediate tracks and on the big super speedways. I got to believe going into 2023 and with A.J. Allmendinger running the other Colley car full-time, and they're going to have two full-time cars. I think Justin Haley and A.J. Allmendinger are guys to be reckoned with going into 23.
Absolutely. And also look at this, though. Who's Justin Haley's teammate?
Well, A.J. Allmendinger.
A.J. Allmendinger. And who's one of the best road course racers in the sport?
A.J. Allmendinger.
So who's he got to learn from? Who's going to help him set up his car? Who's going to help
him? And it looks like he followed him around the racetrack if you look at this.
And how about that name that we love to talk about, Chris Buescher?
This season
on the road courses, Chris Buescher was all top tens. I mean, absolutely great job by Chris Buescher. Did a phenomenal job this season on the road course races. And there's Tyler Reddick, even with that last lap deal. Chase Briscoe, we talked about him, how good he was. And Dylan, with a top 10 on road course. Way to go, AD3.
Chris Buescher was in Group C.
Yeah.
Chris Buescher finished sixth in the race. Chris Buescher finished third in his group. Third in his group, because we wrote off Kyle Busch and Kevin Harvick.
Yes, we did. Yes, we did.
All right.
That's why. Our
props last week, Christopher Bell, he was plus 250. He's the top Toyota. Kevin Harvick, the top Ford at plus 700. And A.J. Allmendinger was plus 700 for top Chevrolet. You know, that was a really, really good number on A.J. Allmendinger to be the top Chevrolet. I think there was so much, it's going to be Reddick or Elliott, that no one really gave much to Allmendinger. And look, let's be honest, Chase Elliott dominated that race. Chase Elliott was a class of the field the entire race. We got a caution flag for a sign that was on the track. I'm not sure what the whole story was behind the sign.
It was in the way. I watched the replay. It was
when was it in the way?
It blew onto the track right about then. I mean, whether it was hit there, whether it was blown there, how it got there, they never kind of said.
And there was a lot of chaos that went on after that. And a lot of times we see that happen on road courses.
Amazingly
like
enough, this was kind of I'm not going to say the word boring. I don't want to say that, Jeff. This was a kind of a mundane, normal road course, like unnormal road course race. It was very, you know, green flag and pretty chill for a lot of it. And then, of course, you get a caution to the end of a race.
Nothing provides calamity more than a late race caution flag at a NASCAR race.
Absolutely.
So so now we've got eight drivers left. Now let's talk about one other little thing that just kind of makes me shake my head. The whole situation with Cole Custer. Now, does it look like he did something he probably shouldn't have done? Yes. But what I don't understand, and explain this to me, Brennan, Briscoe was going to make it in anyway. He was already above the cut line because he was tied with Kyle Larson and he was winning the tiebreaker with Larson, who was six laps down and couldn't make up another position. So all Briscoe had to do was not get passed by anybody.
So I'm not going to get too far into it, but what I heard was that on the last lap, he was still a point behind.
Well, if you looked at the TV reading, he was dead tied with Larson and he won the tiebreaker on the TV.
Once again, when it comes on television, I don't know, but here's what I chuckle at. Teams, We play in a team sport, okay?
You're measuring your words like you're going to start driving again.
I'm trying to be politically correct
since
here
when?
In a certain way. It's very rare that I try to be politically correct. We understand.
I don't know who this guy is over here. I think he has a fever.
But here's the thing. If I'm a teammate, if I'm a good teammate, right? Let's say I'm a teammate. And I'm running in 2012 for Richard Childress Racing part-time. I'm at Homestead, the last race. Austin Dillon's leading the championship. It's close to the guy behind him. If I'm a good teammate, I'm going to pay attention to what is going on the racetrack. And I'm going to do anything I can, anything within my means, without interrupting other people to help my teammate. If I need to push him in a, you know, if I'm drafting situation, I'm going to push my teammate, whether it's going to help me or not. I'm going to do things to help, and I'm going to have that pre-planned in my head. These teams that are absolutely moronic, that like the Michael Waltrip scratched my arm, or the you know, you got a flat tire, or whatever they're saying happened. Y'all are stupid. Stupid. Be smarter.
Exactly.
If he spins out on his own, he spins out on his own. Okay, you can prove that I did it intentionally, but yeah, I just. It's stupid. But to me, Chase Briscoe, phenomenal job, by the way, coming in. Crew Chiefs won that race, and got Chase Briscoe in the playoffs. Crew Chief came in and put tires on Seabell, and Crew Chief for Chase Briscoe came in and sent him back out there and said, boy, you got two laps to get it done. Go get it done.
If you told me we'd have the final eight drivers left and Chase Briscoe would be in and there'd be no Kyle Busch, no Kevin Harvick, no Kyle Larson, no Martin Truex Jr.
Listen, you look at the finals, I definitely – you know, Ross Chastain has muddled his way through. I was listening to this morning. Ross was third, 37th, and 14th in this round, but he made it through because this is the most difficult year in the history of our sport to handicap.
But you know what? He built up all those bonus points early on the season. Yep. He got wins. He had top fives.
He restarts in third.
And he starts above the cut line. So let's take a look at that right now. That's what we got. The four guys above the cut line right now, Chase Elliott, Joey Logano, Ross Chastain, and Christopher Bell, who, I mean, he went from being – I mean, just basically almost out of this thing to now he's above the cut line. And the four guys below it, Ryan Blaney is three below the cut line. So is William Byron. Denny Hamlin is five below the cut line. And Chase Briscoe is nine below the cut line. See, I still think Denny is a guy who has got to be one of the favorites to win this championship. I think Denny coming to Las Vegas, where he won this race a year ago, and in no disrespect to our buddy Kurt Busch, Denny Hamlin in 2020 had the best car on the track. He had a poor pit strategy, passed about 20 cars in the last 10 laps to get all the way back to third position. I mean, he knows how to get around Las Vegas Motor Speedway.
The two things with Denny you got to hold on to is, one, can their pit crew cut out the mistakes? Can he cut out the mistakes on pit road? And will he keep his head on his shoulders? Denny has been known to crumble when the pressure comes on. But this round, he's got Martinsville at the end of this round, which is great for him. He's got Vegas at the start of this round, which is great for him. And he also is great on Mile and a Half, which is Homestead. Denny should be able to make these points up, but you never know what Denny's going to show up about this time.
No, you're exactly right. And I think that's going to be a big factor going in. And we do have Las Vegas this week. We mentioned the next race is coming up, Homestead, then Martinsville, and then the championship race at Phoenix. If you're Chase Briscoe, you're really saying, oh, just kind of find a way to get in that final four, because he dominated that race in the spring.
If Chase can eke his way to the championship race, then it puts him right back on the map. We talked about it all year. The Fords focused on that race. If Blaney or Briscoe can make it to Phoenix, the Fords have a great shot.
No, you're exactly right. Okay, we come back on Gone Racing. We told you, it's our favorite week of the year. It's the South Point 400. We'll start breaking it all down for you.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health 8 kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health-Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Welcome back into Gone Racing, everybody. Jeff Motley alongside Brendan Gaughan here in the South Point Hotel Casino. And it's an exciting race because it's an exciting week because it's a Southport 400 week. So our namesake here. And Brendan, I know the South Point.
The reason we get away with being allowed to wear non-sports coats all year long. We got the bosses sitting in the corner. We got to make sure as long as we wear South Point 400, we've been told we're exempt as long as we keep that. So got to keep the South Point 400 stuff.
Keep wearing those polos. So so let's talk about this week's South Point 400. We'll talk about the race here in Las Vegas. Brad Keselowski's got the most wins here. He's got three
Look at the top 10 versus the total races too. Now, and we wrote RFK off early in the year, Jeff, but RFK running better.
They're running better.
This is a track he's good at.
You know, the other interesting thing when you look at that list up there, though, you don't see a shock win. I mean, granted, Blaney and Elliott haven't won, but look at the guys who have won here.
No.
Every one of those, is there a guy on the, I'm looking at this list. There's only one guy on that list that's won in Las Vegas who has not won a NASCAR Cup Series championship, and that's Denny Hamlin. And he won this race last year. Every guy that's won on that list. And if you go back through the history.
Mark Martin's the only guy that won that doesn't have a championship.
Well, there's a few others. Mark Martin, Jeff Burton won twice, Sterling Marlin, but Matt Kenseth, Jeff
Gordon,
Jimmy Johnson won here four times, Tony Stewart. Now, Carl Edwards didn't win a championship.
There was a bunch of years, if you remember, when we had one race, that the person who won the Las Vegas Motor Speedway race that year, for like four or five straight years.
Yes, well, that started with Kenseth, and then Jimmy Johnson went on his run, and then Tony, I think Jeff Gordon in 01 also might have started that. So a lot of guys with really good numbers. Kyle Busch, I mean, 10 top fives and 22
Look
starts.
Look at Kyle Larson.
Nine top tens and 12 starts.
And even Ryan Blaney, the lone guy left in the playoffs without a win.
He's always running well here.
Always runs well here.
And the other, Kyle Busch probably had the best car at the spring race. Remember, we had another late caution situation, and Bowman got a push from Byron, and Kyle didn't get the same push from Truex, and there it goes. So, okay, let's start talking about our odds to win. And the guy who I think should be the favorite
is the favorite.
That's Denny Hamlin. He's plus 550, a huge favorite. Christopher Bell, see now the odds makers are starting to fall in love with Christopher Bell, plus 800 along with Chase Elliott, Tyler Reddick, Ross Chastain, and Kyle Larson all plus 900. William Byron, Ryan Blaney, 10-1. Martin Truex Jr., Kyle Busch, 12-1. Joey Logano, Bubba Wallace at 15. Harvick and Briscoe at 30. Suarez, 40. Dylan, Cindric, and Gregson subbing again for Alex Bowman this week at 50-1. Ty Gibbs and Eric Jones at 100-1. And one little news item there, Alex Bowman has announced that he is out for certainly the next three races. Says he may be back for Phoenix, don't know, but we know Noah's going to be in there for the next three.
How about Joey Logano right there, though? I mean, seven top tens, last 10 races at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. You talk about the mile and a halfs. Second best point getter on the last 10 mile and a half races. This is a mile and a half traditional style, right? I mean, it's a little parabolic banking and stuff like that, but still more of the traditional mile and a half. And that 15-1 on Joey Logano won the Pennzoil race.
Well, and we like to joke, he wins a spring race because he's driving the company car, because
that's
the Pennzoil 400.
But I mean, that's right there. That sticks out on the page for me. You know, Ryan Blaney, so good here, 10-1. But I mean, look, Kyle Larson just got knocked out. We've had more non-playoff guys win a race this year than we've ever had. It's first time really ever, except for the two Talladega wins. But how about Kyle? You think Kyle Larson's just going to phone it in for the last couple weeks? He's plus 900. Any other week, he's up there with Denny Hamlin at plus 600. They dropped him right now to 900. I like that.
You know, I think as we get into those final eight, we kind of curious to see how the other guys race them. We know when they get to Phoenix, the guys don't really tend to race the top four guys that hard. They kind of let them settle it. But, you know, you get to the final eight, these guys still want to get a win. You know, and look at that car up there that won this race in March, mm-hmm. won here in March, is 50-1 with Noah Gregson, who's going to get 201 laps, because it's a 302 on Saturday.
Right.
He's going to get 201 laps in on Saturday, not to mention all the practice and qualifying in two different cars. So I think Noah at 50-1, I'm not sitting here predicting him to win, but I think that's a pretty big odd.
When we get the top three, I might want to talk about it, though.
Well, there you go. I mean, no question that the top threes could be interesting. All right, let's look at our long shots. Chris Buescher and Brad Keselowski's 100-1. 100-1. I mean, Wyatt has got to be jumping out of his chair back there.
Here's
right
the
now.
Deal. We just talked. RFK has done better. They've gotten better this year. Chris Buescher, though, is the one I'd be more focused on at 100-1. He's been out-dueling Brad K all year long. 100-1. That's pretty far. And AJ Allmendinger, 250-1. That colleague team came out here earlier in the spring this year and finished in the top five with their full-time car. That team is good.
Well, and we've seen Michael McDowell run better this year than he's ever run. He's 250-1. Eric Almirola's had some good runs in Las Vegas.
Maybe not the wins, but once again, them top threes, Jeff, I kind of like it.
No, you're right. All right, let's take a look at those top threes. No question, no surprise there that Denny Hamlin's at the top at plus 150. Christopher Bell, Chase Elliott at 230. Tyler Reddick, Ross Chastain, Kyle Larson, 250. William Byron, Ryan Blaney at 300. Truex, Kyle Busch at 350. Logano and Bubba at 400. Harvick and Briscoe, 800. Suarez is 10-1. Austin Dillon, Cindric, and Noah Gregson, 12-1. Ty Gibbs, Eric Jones at 25.
Yeah,
Jones, 25. I think he's had some pretty good runs here.
Hold on. Who won the speedway race at Darlington?
Eric Jones.
Who came out right after that and finished top three the next week?
Eric Jones.
Wait a sec. Eric
Jones? He's 25-1 for top three, and he runs well in Vegas. He won a truck race in Vegas one time, so he knows where victory lane is here, too.
Last 10 mile and a half, five top tens, one top and one win for Eric Jones in the mile and a half. I mean, absolutely fantastic. And he's 25-1, and you mentioned, let's go to that Noah Gregson. 12-1 for a top three. Now, is it maybe a little early to jump on the Noah Gregson bandwagon? Sure, probably, but Noah Gregson's still in the car that won here in the spring, and the Chevrolets are so strong. I mean, I really like that Eric Jones, honestly, and that, to me, just jumps at that screen to me.
Yeah, absolutely. I do like that one, too. All right, let's take a look at some of our longer shots. In addition to Eric Jones, Chris Buescher, Brad Keselowski, and Eric Almirola are all 25-1. Stenhouse, McDowell, Allmendinger at 50-1. Justin Haley, who just keeps on hanging around every week now, at 80-1.
And listen, Justin Haley has had a couple top threes this year that has surprised us. I mean, I wouldn't put it out of this one either.
No, I wouldn't. I don't think there's going to be anybody in the triple digits that's going to get a top three at this race. I mean, again, in Las Vegas, it just seems very difficult for upstarts to find their way toward the top. It seems like the top guys always – the cream rises in Las Vegas. Maybe it's something about being in Las Vegas. I don't know.
Yeah, but that Justin Haley right there, I really do like that. It's not triple digit, but it's dang close. I do like the Justin Haley too. And the Harrison Burton, just side note, man, what a rough season. He just – Matty D was a guy that we talked about every week that we thought he was going to get his first win, you know, maybe – and really have not seen a lot out of that Harrison Burton-led team there. Kind of a bummer season for them.
By the way, we didn't even congratulate him. Matt D is one of our buddies. We like him.
He won
got his first truck race at Talladega a couple weeks
win.
Ago. And yep. I actually am mad at myself now. I should have sent him a text and said congratulations.
I'm glad you did.
I got a question for you guys real quick.
Let's hear it.
You know, you talked about Noah Gregson being in the 48 car that won in the spring. Is it kind of like the same thing with Bubba Wallace and Kurt Busch back at Kansas?
Well, yeah, and remember what he did? It's the same. The difference was Bubba Wallace been running all season long, so all you did was really just change a number type thing. So it's not the same, but similar. This is a deal, though. This is the team, the car, probably the same car.
And Bubba ran really well in that first Kansas race. I mean, it wasn't like he just all of a sudden just showed up and ran well at Kansas.
But this is a situation where you've got a whole team that's been winning races, that's running up front, and they've lost their leader with Alex. Okay, Noah is going to keep getting better, keep learning this car. And tell you what, Noah Gregson right now has, you know, next year by, you know, this is perfect for him for next year. He's getting all this great opportunity in a Hendrick car. Right now the Petties can't pay enough for what they're doing for Noah Gregson. Right
no,
now.
I think if you're Richard Petty and Mari Gallagher right now, you've got to be thrilled. Absolutely.
What's going
to have
on for him.
Two young drivers like Eric Jones and Noah Gregson going to be in your cars next year. I mean, no question about that. And by the way, I want to just give Noah a little bit of a pat on the back here. On Wednesday at the Speedway in honor of Breast Cancer Awareness Month, we painted the start-finish line pink. Noah came out. He was literally down on his hands and knees painting the start-finish line with a paintbrush. And he told me afterwards, he goes, thank you for inviting me out. He goes, you can count me in for this every year. This was great. So I want to give him a pat on the back for that. All right, let's turn our attention a little bit to our driver head-to-heads before we go to break here. And the first thing that jumps out, Brendan, is, you know, Denny Hamlin can be bet on the don't line, and there can be a lot of money made. And as much as I say I think Denny Hamlin's a favorite, I think he's going to be the best guy here. We all know how Denny Hamlin, sometimes the pit crew or something can send it awry. But I'll just run through these. Christopher Bell is plus 130 to Denny's minus 150. Chase Elliott, plus 130 to minus 150. And Kyle Larson, plus 130 to minus 150.
And that's a huge head-to-head number, guys. I mean, come
Chase Elliott's getting plus 130?
The two Chevrolet is getting plus 130. I'm sorry. I know we don't normally do head-to-heads. I may just end my show now. I mean, I may go heavy in these right here. I mean, that's really an impressive head-to-head number. And how about Joey Logano? Plus 105 to Bubba Wallace, minus 125. I like Bubba. I get what he did at Kansas. But it's Joey Logano at Vegas. He's plus 105? I mean, that's...
Well, and he's even plus 120 to his teammate and to William Byron. I think you go and bet a bunch of Joey Loganos and... He has a win here. There's some money to be made on Joey Logano. It's funny. We go from a track like Talladega where our driver head-to-heads, or we want to spend like 2 seconds on them.
And this one, I'm circling mad on the head-to-heads right now.
And usually, you know, we get excited about the group matchups. But I'm telling you, this week, driver head-to-heads. And the other thing that's going to happen, too, because we're in Las Vegas, you come into the sports book, you're going to find more props than just what we've got to talk about on our show. So if you're in town for the race, it's a great time to come in and check out those props.
And the sportsbooks do more than normal because of this weekend. So not just on your DraftKings app, something. Sportsbooks going heavy right now.
Absolutely. All right, we come back on Gone Racing. We'll start talking about our group matchups and maybe get to the manufacturer props. Want to rewatch any part of today's show or any past show? Check out the Gone Racing Podcast. It's free and available now at VSiN.com/podcast or wherever you get your podcast. We give you all the latest news, odds, and everything you need to know as you head to the betting counter before each NASCAR Cup Series race. The Gone Racing Podcast is free and available now at VSiN.com/podcast. And while you're there, catch up on all the other VSiN shows as well. Jeff Motley, Brendan Gaughan at the South Point, week of the South Point 400. Talking about
my best hour of the week, by the way.
Your best hour of the week because we're not answering our phones or checking our emails or nothing. No texts. Phone sitting over here on silent. It's good because if it wasn't on silent, it'd be very disruptive to the show right now. So
yes, it would be.
Okay, let's get into our group matchups. And I'm already just flipping out over Group A looking at these numbers, Brendan. So Denny Hamlin's a favorite plus 205. Tell me the last time you saw the other three guys all at plus 300. Christopher Bell, Chase Elliott, Kyle Larson, all at plus 300. There's two groups that really intrigue me, and this is one that intrigues me.
Here's the only hard part I got. You're not enticing me to go with Seabell, Elliott, or Larson because they're all the same. But it makes me, I mean, I don't, look, Denny is a favorite, but goodness gracious, that big of a favorite to put Kyle Larson and Chase Elliott at plus 300? I struggle with that.
Well, kind of like I said, I'm intrigued by the group, but I'm not betting the group. It's just intriguing to look at those numbers. I think that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, no, it's definitely different.
Different. Now we get to a group that has like got no differentiation in it, really. Our group B, we have three drivers, Ross Chastain, Tyler Reddick, and Kyle Busch, all at plus 270, and Martin Truex Jr. at plus 275.
So what I chuckle about this is one playoff driver versus all non-playoff drivers in group B. Ross Chastain being the only playoff driver. This is any other year. I look at that and say, wow, the playoff driver is a huge advantage. This season, it has not been a huge advantage. In this one, I got to say that Tyler Reddick, I think, take out what happened in the last race, you know, where he basically wrecked with two to go. I think Tyler Reddick is the hottest of those drivers. And you and I said that Kyle Busch, you know, we went off him last week and we faded a little bit. I wouldn't fade him. So this group, Truex, I'm sorry, I'm fading Truex. I mean, he's been a persona non grata for almost half this season now. So for me, I got to look at Kyle Busch or Tyler Reddick. Ross has not run consistently. So I like those two guys, but it's not enticing enough to give me a number that says, jump on one over the other.
Well, I think we saw last week just by their performance on the racetrack, everybody's kind of, you know, Tyler Reddick, Kyle Busch, both are lame duck drivers with their teams. But we didn't see that lame duck in them
attitude.
Last week.
I mean,
Kyle Busch got out. He finished third. A good run for him there. Reddick was running top three all day long. And, of course, we talked about the calamity or whatever you want to call it when the late race caution came out. Kind of screwed everything up, sir. So this one is a really tough group, I think, to pick. All right, let's take a look at Group C. Another one that, I'm going to have a hard time betting groups this week. Ryan Blaney, William Byron are co-favorites at plus 250. Bubba Wallace, we talked about how well he ran at Kansas, coming in at plus 280. And then there's that guy, Joey Logano. He's plus 315. He's a long shot in this group. And he's in the playoffs.
Yeah, you know, the only problem I got is we talked about the Fords this year. I love Logano. We talked about him earlier. But Logano, you know, last 10 mile and a half this season, it's been a struggle for the Fords a mile and a half. Three top 10s, 10 races. But who is the second best guy a mile and a half this season? William Byron.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, Byron, these tracks are good. And Bubba's been good on them lately.
Bubba's been great lately. So, I mean, to me, I take this down to a Bubba versus Byron situation. Blaney notwithstanding, we talked about how great Blaney is. But, again, the mile and a half's not been good to the Fords. Blaney, last 10 mile and a half's only five top 10s, three top fives. So, you know, it's you got to look at that and say, are the Fords, have the Fords kind of overcome it? You know, you go down. Well, the last couple mile and a half have been good for Blaney, fourth and ninth in the last two. So, you know, maybe they've fixed it. Fort Worth, he was fourth at Texas and ninth at Kansas and fifth at Atlanta. Atlanta doesn't count anymore to me. So I like Blaney. I don't know. Tough group for me. Hard for me to pick that one, but I do like Byron. If I'm going to bet it, it'd be Byron.
Well, remember when I told you I said there were two groups that really, really intrigued me? Group D intrigues me, and it's because of who's in it.
This is a heck of a group right here.
Ty Gibbs and Noah Gregson, co-favorites with Austin Dillon plus 270, and then Austin Cindric at plus 275. So the two kids who are filling in for injured drivers are favorites in a group that's got a veteran driver.
Austins.
And the guy that won the two Austins, one is a veteran driver now,
Yep. Even
though I know you probably still kind of look at Austin Dillon as a kid because you pretty much coached him since he was a little kid. And Austin Cindric, a Daytona 500 winner who just got knocked out of the playoffs. I just think this is an interesting group. Am I going to bet it? Not a chance.
It is an interesting group.
But it's a cool-looking group.
It's an interesting group. It's tough to handicap. I mean, does Austin Dillon, does he take offense that they put him in this one? I don't know. Only one top 10 last 10 mile and a half for Austin Dillon. There's my problem right there. Noah is
had a couple of decent finishes in Vegas over the years.
He has. But, I mean, if you look at the team, I jump on the Noah Gregson bandwagon, right? Noah with that 48 team. We just talked about it. Team that won here in the spring. Hendrick Group, how strong they are. The Chevrolets. You know, Ty Gibbs, kind of like Noah, getting his feet wet, not doing great yet. Will Cindric have a good one? The Fords haven't been good. Man, I honestly think Noah is the favorite in that group to me. I would have to go, not the homer, not the, hey, Noah's my buddy. Judging by the stats, I would have to actually put Noah as the favorite in that group. And it is intriguing. You're right. That is one that's fun to look at.
Yeah, I know. And I kind of agree with you on that. Now, Group E, we got a big disparity in Group E. And we talked about Eric Jones. He comes in as a favorite, no big surprise, at plus 220. Then we've got the two RFK cars. Brad Keselowski's plus 255. Chris Buescher plus 285. And a plus 340 on A.J. Allmendinger. And I can only attribute that to this being a car that has not had the same driver in it all year long. But, you know, A.J.'s won in the Xfinity Series in Vegas. And A.J., I think, is really kind of, you know, I think A.J. had that moniker that all he could do was drive on road courses. I think A.J. has pretty much gotten rid of that.
Yes, he has. Absolutely. You know, and here's my thing about this. A.J. Allmendinger, 340, that's a heck of a number. But who's the guy that we always talk about cashing tickets?
Chris Buescher.
Chris Buescher, 285. It's Group E. I mean, Eric Jones, I've already talked about. I like Eric Jones a lot. I might even bet him for a top three. But if I'm going to hedge that a little bit, I do like that Chris Buescher, 285. Even with the Dinger, 340, I like that 285 on Chris.
Yeah, it's a good number on Chris. I think I'm very bullish on Eric Jones. I know he's the favorite. It's not a gigantic return, but I really do like Eric Jones. I think Las Vegas is a track that he excels on. He loves racing here, and we've seen what he's done on these mile and a halfs. I'm on the Eric Jones bandwagon in Group B. Now, Group F, Justin Haley comes in here as the favorite at plus 260, along with Eric Almirola, Ricky Stenhouse plus 265, and Ty Dillon plus 300. The first thing I do is, and I know you like him, Brendan, and I know you've worked with him, but the first thing I'm probably doing is crossing Ty Dillon off the bottom of this list.
Yeah, Ty once again, in a lame duck season right now with that team, not a lot of things to write home about. Ricky Stenhouse had those strong runs earlier and then faded, you know, back to kind of his normal running spot. Eric Almirola up and down, but Justin Haley, if you're telling me Group F, take these drivers, right? I'm going to look at Wyatt, going to look at the pit crew, going to look at everybody. But I'm just going to give you those four names, and I'm going to say, who has been the hottest driver, let's say, in the last five, six races? I think Justin Haley immediately jumps off the screen to everybody. I mean, even last week on the road course, even at Talladega, even at play, Justin Haley has been the hottest of those four drivers, and he's at a plus, what is that, 260? That's not terrible.
No, I think that's actually a really good number on Justin Haley, and I see no reason not to pick Justin Haley. I've been really impressed over the last 10, 12 races with Justin Haley. I mean, he really is starting to come into his own. He is settling in. He's getting comfortable in that car. I really like Justin Haley here in this group.
And I see the same thing with him.
All right, let's start getting into our manufacturer props. So we're going to have some time at the end of the show to talk about all the cool things going on in Las Vegas this week with the race going on. So our first ones are our Chevy props. Big numbers out here to open it up. Chase Elliott's plus 370. Tyler Reddick, Ross Chastain at 425. Kyle Larson's 450. William Byron, 500. And then we get into the double-digit numbers here. Daniel Suarez is 20-1. Noah Gregson, 25. Austin Dillon, 30. Eric Jones, 60. Stenhouse and Allmendinger, 130. Ty Dillon, Justin Haley, 250. Landon Castle, 500.
Look, I'm sorry. Kyle Larson is 450 for the top Chevrolet? Really? I don't understand how he can be the fourth on that list.
Well, and William Byron at plus 500, I think, is a big number. You talked about he's had the second best average finish of any driver on mile and a half this year, and he's plus 500 in his own manufacturer. I mean, he's number five on that list.
Yeah, I mean, look, and who are the two best? Kyle Larson and William Byron. They are one and two. So, I mean, I get it, but man, that's a, I just, I, 450. I was going to bet Kyle to win, but I can get half the juice, and not and a Toyota can beat him if I go down to do, you know, Kyle Larson in the top Chevy. I kind of like that.
No, absolutely. I totally agree with you. And I think one of the interesting things is about these Chevys. I mean, we know how many Chevys are out there and how many Chevys have. I mean, look how many have won this year. I mean, look down that
list
there.
I mean, that's why normally I look at the Chevys, Jeff, and say, man, so tough to pick the Chevys. I mean, Eric Jones has won this year. You know, AJ Allmendinger is, you know, it's so tough some days. But for this right here, number one guy on mile and a half, Kyle Larson. All the way he's out of the playoffs, I like him a lot.
Yeah, and I think that's it with all those different guys that have won. So, okay, we got a couple more manufacturer props to break down. Then we come back, we'll be giving you our picks, and we'll talk about what's happening in Vegas this week.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Welcome back to our final segment of this week's Gone Racing. Jeff Motley alongside Brendan Gaughan talking South Point 400 right here at the South Point Casino.
Talking special things at the South Point, special secret locations at South Point.
Absolutely, yeah. One of our producers, Brian Rogers, was just in here and getting all the secrets. And he also came bearing gifts, like he had a bunch of shirts. He didn't give us one, though.
He had to get him for the boss.
Yeah, he got him for
the
boss.
He had to get him for
the man. He got him for Uncle Brent, who's going to be the grand marshal for the race this weekend, Brent Musburger.
We'll get to that in a minute.
The godfather here. So let's look at our Ford props here. Ryan Blaney's a favorite, plus 175. Joey Logano, plus 275. Kevin Harvick and Chase Briscoe, plus 650. Austin Cindric, 11-1. Brad Keselowski's 20. Almirola and Buescher, 25. McDowell is 60. Custer, 100. Burton, 130. Gilliland, McLeod, and Yaley, 250.
This one to me, chalk is the only way I'd go. Chalk, Blaney or Logano, and I gave you the stat about Logano, how bad he's been last 10 mile and a half. Blaney much, much, much better last 10 mile and a half. So to me, this is chalk heavy, but it's only plus 175, so I'm not betting.
Crazy long shot, like if you wanted to, you know, McDowell. 60-1. I mean, I'm not saying he could, but it wouldn't shock me. Because he's surprised us a lot this year with the way he's run.
He's run well.
All right, let's take a look at our Toyota props. Obviously, don't have quite as many of those because there's not as many in the race. Denny Hamlin, the favorite, plus 190. Christopher Bell is plus 300. Truex, 475. Kyle Busch, 500. Bubba Wallace, 600. And Ty Gibbs, way up there at 45-1.
You know, Bubba, we just talked about Kansas, right? I mean, Wyatt brought it up just a little bit ago. I mean, Bubba Wallace, 600. If Kansas, remember, Kansas and Vegas used to be almost identical tracks. So, I mean, they still have very, very many similarities to their designs. Can't knock the Bubba Wallace at plus 600. That's not a bad number.
No, and I think it's the kind of thing where, look, we all think Denny's a favorite, but literally any of those top five, I don't see Ty Gibbs getting in here, but if any of those five, I don't see Truex doing it either, even though he is a two-time winner in Vegas, so Truex definitely knows his way around, but
what have you done for me lately?
What have you done for me lately? You're right. All right, let's take a quick look at, we got eight guys left in the playoffs. Look at some of the playoff odds here. Chase Elliott right now is sitting at your favorite at plus 200. Denny Hamlin plus 400. And then it's a bunch of guys. Blaney, Byron, Chastain, Logano, Bell all at plus 800. And Chase Briscoe is 20-1.
Christopher Bell.
Well, you might have missed the boat. First off, he was about 80-1 last week because they didn't think he was going to get in. He was 16-1 before the playoffs started. But I'm telling you right now, I still think at plus 800, Christopher Bell or possibly William Byron would be two guys to look at plus 800.
And listen, Ryan Blaney. Blaney doesn't need to win, get his way into Phoenix, and the Fords have been so good at that style racetrack. I got Blaney at 800, I got Byron at 800, I got Seabell at 800. You bet those three guys, there's your hedge, there's your way to get a good return on a championship guy. Boom. I mean, right there. It's to me, those are the three ways I would hedge is those three guys.
Nope, I couldn't argue with you there at all. I kind of like your saying there. All right, let's take a look at how we did last week.
Yes, let's take a look.
It wasn't very good.
Let's take a look.
Brendan got a good job. Brendan had a big win last week. He got a big win in that group A. You took that long shot on AJ Allmendinger in group A.
I even had Kyle Larson circled at one point, and I went, nope, the dinger.
So that paid off for you. Not a good week for the pit crew or yours truly. I really kind of feel robbed because I had Chase Elliott to win the race at plus 500. Look, two laps to go. I'm sitting here, you know, ready to stand at the window and cash a ticket. And, well, guess
what? Hold your tickets till the end.
You know what we had? We had the old late caution, and I said we had calamity and chaos and everything else. So, didn't work out so well. Our standings of pit crew is still in the plus. Okay. I really need something to happen, and so do you, Brendan. We've only got four races left, so.
This is embarrassing. I got to get out of it. I mean, that's embarrassing bad. I'm in, like, embarrassing range right now.
Hey, step one, you were in the positives last week, so.
That's step one. Thank you. Appreciate that, Wyatt.
All right,
so
BJ, give us your picks.
That's what I had to do earlier this year.
Listen, I started the season hot. I was in the lead, and then okay, so I've been going back and forth, looking at my notes here, going all over the place. I think I got what I want. I'm going to start off with top three, Erik Jones, 25-1. I'm going to do one long shot because I got to hit a home run here to get back in the positives. So I got to have something out there that I think can happen, and that's Erik Jones. Then I'm going to go to the head-to-heads. I am going to bet the don't line on Denny Hamlin. I'm taking Chase Elliott and Kyle Larson, both of them in the head-to-heads versus Denny Hamlin. It's 130s. That's a great number for a head-to-head matchup. I'm doing one group matchup, and normally we love the groups, but I'm going to only go one. Justin Haley, Group F. I hottest guy in that four group right there is Justin Haley. And then I'm going Kyle Larson as the top Chevy. That number's too big. That's enticing me. Too big to leave that alone, Mr. Motley.
Okay. I'm for the second week in a row. I'm probably going to screw myself by picking a race winner. But
I had Kyle Larson, but
I'm trying to get a little more points here. You know, I'm in desperate. I'm throwing bad money after bad money.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go Christopher Bell +800 to win the race. Really, really, I'm on the Christopher Bell bandwagon right now. I'm going to go one head to head, and I find it very interesting that you're going against Denny Hamlin with Chase Elliott and Kyle Larson. I'm going against Denny Hamlin Christopher Bell on the plus.
I had that circled, but I wanted Justin Haley, so I had to scratch that out.
And then I am going to go and take three picks out of the group matchups. I'm going to go into Group C. I'm taking William Byron. I like him there, what he's done so far this year on the mile and a half tracks. I'm not going to leave Erik Jones. I've been bullish on Erik Jones. I've been talking about it all on the show. So I'm going to go Erik Jones there at +220. And I'm in your camp over there in Group F with Justin Haley. I'm going with you on that one.
Two.
Okay, Wyatt.
The leader in the clubhouse.
All right, so this one's this is based off of Brennan's appearance on VSiN Big Bets, up Joey Logano. I'm going to go Joey Logano +3 +400. I agree with you. Kyle Larson over Denny Hamlin +130 is like, why is Kyle Larson that big of an underdog against Denny Hamlin? Because he had one bad race. I'm born and raised here in Las Vegas, so I'm going with a couple Las Vegas picks. Kyle Busch to win Group B at 270. Noah Gregson to win Group D at +270. And I'm going against you on the Group F. Eric Almirola, he had a top 10 here in Vegas, +260. I like the little momentum that he had.
Was
there
he driving
from the
for the petties then? It's been a while since he had that top 10, I believe.
No, well, look, I do like the homer move, though. I mean, come on, we're homers. I mean, and this is our home week. We talk about it. Wyatt, of course, is a born and raised kid. You know, Motley, you're the East Coast Yankee over there. Or
but I've been here almost 24 years now. I become a native.
Pretty much local,
point,
but not
right?
as local as no. you know.
I've been here almost as long as Wyatt has.
We got West Side going over here.
Wyatt's barely 24 years old anyway.
No, I'm almost 30.
You've been here longer.
Jeff.
Almost 30. Wow.
How are you, man?
Yeah, be 29 in January.
Ages well. Looks
you know,
good.
He used to be my intern out on race weekends at the Speedway.
I remember when I was in high school, my dad. I would have to, after we would go to the races, say, make sure you send Mr. Motley a thank you note for, I had to learn my emails. First emails was to him.
He's going
to
say, I remember when I was in like grade school watching your race. I'm like, yeah, thanks, Wyatt.
Sure. I do remember that. I do remember.
There you go. Well, hey, look, we left a bunch of time. What do we got?
We got a lot of stuff going on.
We got a lot of stuff going on. We talked about Uncle Brent's going to be our grand marshal. Davante Adams going to drive the pace car, and I think that's going to be great. I was texting with him last night, and we're excited to have him. I think it's going to be great to have him out.
Forget about what all the other stuff. The Raiders are a big part of this town now, and of course, you know, for us at the South Point, this is our big week, right? I mean, this is we don't sponsor as many race cars anymore. We sponsored Hemrick twice this year. We had Riley a couple years ago. We've had, you know, we still sponsor, but we do a lot of our stuff right here with this race. It's the South Point 400, and what I love to hear that I get from the crew members, from the fans. We are somebody that loves to activate our sport, right?
That was the word I was going to use. You guys activate.
Activate. And you go to the front doors in Valet right now. We've got all eight playoff drivers, life-size stickers on the doors. You know, I mean, you got the show car in there. We had the Clydesdales tonight, Thursday night. We had the Clydesdales with free Budweiser and Mark Martin and me and Riley and Noah signing autographs. And, you know, you got Brent Musburger, of course, our grand marshal, but a Raider as our pace car driver. You know, we love Las Vegas. We love race fans. And this is a week for us that we love to showcase what we love to do. And here's the best. What else is here with us? We got the Indian National Finals Rodeo starting right now. So we got our rodeo guys in-house with our race guys.
But you guys also activate at the
track
raceway.
We love it.
The Clydesdales will be there. You have a number of driver appearances out there. And in fact, Noah Gregson's going to be out there. You got a couple other. I think Sheldon Creed's coming out there. And VSiN's own Vinny Maiulo is going to be out there giving a betting clinic on how
giving
to bet on
tickets.
NASCAR.
We have some betting tickets we're going to give away.
So I think that's another great thing, though, that you guys do. I mean, you are going to probably be doing more public appearances as a retired driver than you did when you were actually racing because guess what? Driving the car or the truck doesn't interfere with what
you need to do. That's right. No, look, we love what we do. And if you've ever been to the South Point Midway deal, you guys, the Speedway gives us such a great spot, right? We got that huge thing. We got the Clydesdales out there. We got the TV, the massage girls, Bill Purcell, of course, yelling. And let's not forget another local guy, Star Nursery, Friday night. Me and Kurt are doing autographs. Yep. But Star Nursery, Craig Q and the guys, that's a huge deal in Vegas, Star Nursery. So we're going to be out there for the Arca Menards race. Bill McAnally has ties to Vegas, was our team owner back in the day. So we love this week. Thank you, race fans, for what you do. Thank you for letting basically me keep talking my dad into doing this because it makes it easy with what you guys do.
Well, and so much local flavor, too. So many local drivers. We're talking about Noah Riley. We got Matt Jaskel, Kyle Busch. We got kids going to race at the Bullring. So we're thrilled. This week is Southport 400 Week. We hope you guys can make it out to the race. We'll be back next week. We'll tell you everything that happened here in Las Vegas, and we'll turn our attention to Homestead.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.